Everybody, hope you're having a fine afternoon. Welcome and welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, every Friday we've been doing this little segment called Ask Maggie, where you, the listeners, can ask me basically anything you gosh darn want. And the catch here is I either get 20, 30 seconds, or maybe if Jamie's feeling really generous, a whole minute to answer your imponderables. Jamie, of course, is my senior producer. She joins me now for this great segment. If you want to send your questions in, you can do so on the text line. You can email us at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. We take those all week long. Again, that's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You can even give us a buzz, 855-752-4842. Jamie, how you doing? It's nice you're in Milwaukee this afternoon. I'm going to be able to see you after the show.
I know. It's very exciting. I got to tell you, though, I'm exhausted. My kid is working me really, really hard. I'm here because I'm going to be hosting MATC, Milwaukee Area Technical College's Student Ops Day, where they basically take over PBS tomorrow. And he needed a host. I told him I should be 52nd in line. Turns out he went through all 52 choices, and here we are. This is what we do for our kids. I'm exhausted. I have been over at the studio since like 7 a.m. and wrapped up literally about 15 minutes before the show started and got here today so that, you know, we could have a little radio fun and create a little radio magic at the same time. So.
Little radio fun. Speaking of a little radio fun, we are in the midst of Free Ticket Friday. Remember, yes. If you want to win 4 tickets to this Wednesday's 12:10 Brewers game against the Baltimore Orioles, use the Civic Media app and text the word WIN, W-I-N. Remember, all of the rules of the contest you can find at civicmedia.us/contest-terms. Just go to Civic Media's website. You can find the rules.
Just text it. Just text it through the app. That's easy.
That's right. Text through the app, WIN. You'll get a bounce back acknowledging your text, and we will let you know on Monday if you won. But let's see what listeners have for me this Friday, Jamie.
Before we get started, we've got this really fun new intro that, because of all the breaking news on Fridays, we haven't even got to roll this out yet. So, Jacob, let's hit that because I'm so excited for you to hear it.
Yay.
It's time to get your questions answered, Wisconsin style. Welcome to Ask Maggie, a rapid-fire round from politics to pop culture. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's Ask Maggie, and we're about to take your questions at lightning speed.
Isn't that great?
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing, Jamie. Thank you.
Of course. Got to have a little fun. If you haven't noticed, we're going with the game show theme where it's a little bit like, whose line is it anyway? Points don't matter. You're not going to win anything, but we're going to have a whole lot of fun at the end. And so the last couple of editions of Ask Maggie have been more on a serious note. So I feel like we should do maybe a couple more serious, but have a little bit of fun today as well. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I could use some fun.
Okay. All right. So the first question that we're going to ask today is from Amy, and she texted in from Onalaska, and she wants to know, Maggie Dawn, do you have any big plans for the weekend? So Jacob, we'll give Maggie 30 seconds for this one. If you've got any big plans.
Well, first of all, my plan is to have a drink with my amazing senior producer, Jamie, after my show this afternoon. We might have a little bite to eat. Tomorrow, I've got dinner with my mom and dad. A week later, celebration of Mother's Day. I'm not a big out-to-brunch person for these sorts of events, so dinner it is. And maybe the opera Carmen with my mom on Sunday. Did you read that the woman who's singing the lead in Carmen, I think her name, I'm blanking on her name right now, but she's from Sheboygan originally, and she has sung with the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. She's quite talented, so looking forward to that. with my mom. It should be awesome. Good fun.
Awesome. We're going to have a little bit of a family day as well, because not only is the kid hosting and producing this live show, my baby's graduating from college tomorrow as well. So it's of a big deal.
Congratulations your family.
Thank you. I'm very excited. And then the 18-year-old, since we homeschool, we've got to finish up some math, and then he'll eventually get to the graduation part too. My kids are not pomp and circumstance kids, though. Never have been. So I never got to do the dances, right? No proms, anything like that. They weren't pomp and circumstance over high school graduation. And now tomorrow, mom will be working, and the kid's literally going to walk across the stage. He's going to get his diploma, and then he's going to run back to PBS. So he's like, "You don't really need to be there for that, mom." I was like, seriously, I don't get anything.
Graduation ceremonies are kind of a drag. Unless you have like the best commencement speaker ever, they're kind of a drag for everybody involved. The kids are itching to get out of there, sore the family. They just want to see their kid walk across the stage.
So I don't even know if we get that tomorrow, but that's besides the point. Your weekend sounds awesome. And again, like a whole lot of fun. So let's get to another question though. Let's do, I don't know. What do you think? Maybe I'm going to give you a minute on this one, because it's a little bit of the economics and tariffs. All right. And Jim actually just called in. Jacob just got to speak with him. He is from Kenosha. And Jim's question is this: why does Walmart charge such a markup and pass tariffs on to the customer? So 1 minute for this one when you're ready, Maggie.
Well, if we zoom way out, there's been such consolidation in so many industries. So whether or not you're talking about on Walmart's grocery end or on their retail end, Walmart can actually shrink their input or their purchase price of the supplies that they need or the things that they're selling to you because they have such market power, right? Which means on a per item basis, even if Walmart's margins shrink a lot, they're still gonna make a profit. Now what happens when you've got inflation or tariffs and it drives prices for retail goods like clothing, sneakers, school supplies, or groceries up, is that a lot of retailers, even when inflation comes down and even when tariffs peel off, will keep their prices high because now their margin is huge. And I believe it's something like 90% of Americans live within 10 minutes of a Walmart. So many of our friends and family rely on Walmart for their basic groceries and household goods and just everyday items. So, excuse me, one of the things that I think has gotten lost in a lot of this discussion is the fact that so many industries across the United States have consolidated to such a degree that a very small handful of companies, and I mean like five or six or less, can, without getting in a room, almost price fix at a level that is above where it would be if there was a healthy, excuse me, that's my frogginess, healthy and robust competitive market. So thanks for that very nerdy, wonderful question, Jim.
It is a good question. And Walmart just made big news yesterday because they were on the news networks. They're one of their financial advisors or financial gurus, I'll call him. I don't know what his official title was, talking about how because of the tariffs, they're going to start have to increasing their prices. And that's overall going to affect people all across, as you were saying, across the country. So that is a really good question. And I think you've been talking about this. We're just starting to see what the tariffs are going to create for the average family, right? I mean, this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg.
Even with the rollback in the Chinese tariffs, we're still at the highest average tariff rate that our country has seen basically since post-World War II. And what's particularly pernicious, Jim, and just to talk about, we talked about this with Richard Trent of the Main Street Alliance, I believe, on Wednesday, which if you missed that show, you can go find it at civicmedia.us or on Apple Pods or Spotify, is that for small businesses, if their margin shrinks and shrinks and shrinks because tariffs have gone up, and they do not believe they can pass that tariff on to their customers, or customers stop buying their goods because they're so much more expensive, that small business just goes under. Walmart and other massive, what I'm going to call mega corporations, are much more easily able to absorb parts of tariffs and or uncertainty over a period of time simply because of economies of scale. Economies of scale generally means if you have large scale market integration, in other words, vertical integration or horizontal integration, all these business school terms, you're so big that fluctuations kind of smooth out for you. That's like the really distilled down way to explain that.
Yeah.
So again, tariffs really ultra painful for small businesses. That's why, again, talking with Richard Trent, we're going to be looking at, I think, tens of thousands of small businesses going under. We're going to see, I think, increases in bankruptcy filings and the like because of this prolonged uncertainty and this extraordinarily high tariff level. And of course, consumer confidence released today, some reports on that, the lowest it has been in a very long time. Consumers and businesses freaked out. What does that mean? Businesses hold on to cash, consumers stop spending, it tightens up the economy, you can end up with stagflation, which means the economy isn't growing, it's either stagnant or actually shrinking, meaning GDP isn't going up, and inflation. Okay, I've gone on far too long. Thank you, Jim from Kenosha. I've just nerded out about econ on
it's important, and it's totally cool that you're nerding out about it, because we have to keep having these conversations, because real people are going to be affected. And I think what you just said is important. I mean, this kind of feels like the George W. Bush, at least it could feel like the George W. Bush economy on steroids. That's kind of what it feels like. And that's kind of the looming feeling I continue to get as we kind of wiffle waffle back and forth on all of this tariff talk. And one day it's this, one day it's not. One day we're rolling things back, one day we aren't. I mean, it just feels like an entire recession, stagnation, inflation, like I said, on steroids. That's what it feels like right now.
Well, it's like just bust out Ferris Bueller's Day Off and listen to the back and forth in the high school economics class that explained that Smoot-Hawley and the tariffs imposed then drove the United States deeper, deeper, and deeper into the Great Depression. Yeah. We don't want to see that here. Thanks again, Jim from Kenosha, for your excellent question.
Good question. Do we have time for one more this segment? Okay, all right. No, Jacob says no.
No, we do.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, Jacob is the boss of both you and I, Jamie.
He's the time overlord, and that's cool. Somebody's got to be that, right?
Someone's got to do all the heavy lifting and hard work around here.
You've got a minute and 5 seconds, ladies.
Yeah, right?
Oh, okay, all right. That's
what, we can do a 20-second question.
Can we do a 20-second? We can do a 20-second. I'll ask it really quickly. A really quick one. This came in on the text line, and the question is, what is your favorite beer? Porter Stout, Scotch, Ale, Lager? This person, I'm sorry I don't have your name because I'm looking at it quickly in our chat. 20 seconds, what's your favorite beer?
I love a red ale. I am one of those weirdos. Love a red ale. That is my jam. Thanks so much to Jamie. Thanks so much to each and every one of you for your questions. Remember, you can submit those. Ask Maggie at civicmedia.us or on our text line 855-752-4842. When we come back, I'm going to have some closing thoughts on the passing of Justice Souter and what he stands for, an exemplar for lawyers, judges, and Americans alike. Keep it locked.